From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Senator Bernie Sanders says he plans to further highlight his plans for a taxpayer-funded universal health care system following his heart attack in Las Vegas. During his surgery, doctors inserted two stents to repair a blocked artery. In a campaign video, Sanders said that while waiting for the surgery, the need for all Americans to have access to health care became very clear to him.
One of the things that just went through my brain is what would have happened if I did not have the good health insurance that I have. And it made me feel even more strongly the need for us to continue our efforts to end this dysfunctional and cruel healthcare system.
Sanders plans to take part in next week's Democratic presidential debate in Ohio, and we'll have much more on the story straight ahead on Vermont Edition. An ash tree killing pest found in some areas of Vermont has been discovered in a new town. Vermont's Agriculture Agency says the emerald ash borer was found recently in a tree in Londonderry in Windham County. Slow the spread recommendations apply to all of Londonderry, Windham, and Landgrove, most of Jamaica, Winall, Peru, Weston, Andover, and Grafton, and extends into Chester, Townsend, Stratton, Athens, Mount Tabor, and Wardsboro. The agency notes that visibly infected trees still remain rare in Vermont. The pest is native to Asia. It was first found in Michigan in 2002, then discovered in Vermont in February of 2018, and is in at least five counties. The emerald ash borer has killed millions of ash trees in North America. The new president of Vermont's AFL-CIO hopes to move the organization's resources away from lobbying and towards increasing union membership around the state. David Van Dusen was elected to lead the union coalition last month, and he says there's one large industry in Vermont that he sees as a ripe target for unionization.
I think that we need to take a hard look at the ski industry. That is almost exclusively non-union, and that's a huge part of our economy. So that's one place I think we should look.
Van Dusen says he also hopes to see expanded union membership at construction sites and among town employees. The Montpelier City Council has approved spending up to $10,000 to open a homeless shelter earlier this year. The Barry Montpelier Times Argus reports officials at the Bethany Church shelter hope the funding will allow them to open 2 weeks early on November 1st. The 20-bed shelter is an overflow shelter for the Good Samaritan Haven in Barry, which has 30 beds and operates year-round. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast, mostly sunny skies, highs upper 50s to mid-60s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s, mostly sunny to start the day tomorrow, with some clouds moving in late in the day and highs in the upper 50s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.